Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining a motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Bottom of the hour, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. Always a lot of fun. Keep it locked for that. All right. We have spoken a little bit about the MVP in the NFL. It's obviously, week 8 now or heading into week 9. Beginning week 9, actually, tonight's game between the Steelers and the Titans. And Tua is the odds-on favorite, followed by Patrick Mahomes. But Tyreek Hill, because he is on a record-setting pace, he is on pace to become the first wide receiver or player, period, to have 2,000 receiving yards in a season. And he's on pace, Rob, to do it in 16 games. A lot of people might point to, well, other receivers only had 16 games to do it. Calvin Johnson, who currently holds the record. But even though Tyreek will have 17, he might break it in 16. At least he's on that pace right now. So there's been some talk about him deserving some MVP candidacy. And he's talked about it today. Here's what he said. Oh, we don't have the sound. Rob G, read to us what Tyreek said about it.
Well, he was asked about it again, as you mentioned, Chris. And Tyreek Hill, being the comedian that he is, kind of downplayed the whole thing. And he said, they asked him, do you have a chance to win MVP? He said, no, because we have a player on our team that's better than me and means more to this team. And his name is Alec Ingold. He's the fullback.
Yeah, obviously he's making light of this situation. But Rob, where are you at on this? Like I said, Tua's the MVP front runner right now. And Patrick Mahomes, for all the hand-wringing about how much he struggled, he's second right
now. That's only off of reputation. That's what that's from. I don't think he's MVP
second
this
right
year.
Now. Who's second, though?
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm just saying. But it's off a reputation.
Nobody's having, like, if you look at Josh Allen, Jalen has come on the last couple games, but it can't be Trevor Lawrence. His team's not, this team's playing great, but he's only got 9 touchdown passes. So, yeah, I mean, there's really, Kirk Cousins just got hurt, but his team wasn't really winning. I think Mahomes, if you just look at quarterbacks, good argument for him to be second. But what are your thoughts on Tyreek as far as
that? I just think it's a very hard thing for a wide receiver to be the MVP. because if you put up like incredible numbers, then somebody just threw you the ball for those incredible numbers. So you have to. So that might even split the vote, Chris. Some people think, the quarterback,
you know, that could happen.
The quarterback had a great year, and then the other guys go, "Oh, the wide receiver was unbelievable." That's why I think it's very difficult. And I'll give you examples. Michael Thomas set a record for receptions, right, with the Saints, Chris.
Right.
Rob G, how many votes did he get? Zero, Chris. Set an all-time record. Zero votes.
Yeah, Cooper, but that Kupp, reception catches, I
okay,
would
I'm just,
different
but I'm just,
yards,
Cooper
yeah.
Kupp put together an unbelievable season as well. Triple crown for receiving, Chris. He got one vote. And that's what I'm saying is, like, unless it's something that you're doing along with getting passes from the quarterback, you're doing something else. That's why it's more apt for a running back, because you're the one getting the yards and you're not relying on anybody. You don't give the quarterback credit for handing you the ball if you get all those yards. And that's why I think, who was it? For the Vikings, he's the one, the last
Adrian
one.
Peterson?
AP, yeah.
He was the last running back.
And that was
20.
That was 2012. Yeah. That was 20. But I'm saying,
running backs used to win it regularly.
Yeah. I just think it's hard for a wide receiver because the vote can be split.
Well, not just because the vote can be, but you're right. Like Jerry Rice, the one year he got a decent number of votes, he and Montana split the vote. And John Elway ended up winning it, right, Rob, with stats that weren't, like, sensational.
Let me just give you Thomas's stats that year, Chris, and I know. 2019, 149 catches, 1,725 yards, 9 touchdowns, and he didn't even get a single vote.
9 touchdowns isn't a huge amount, and he only averaged 11.5 yards a catch that year. So
yeah, but no votes? I'm just saying. Like, I get
well,
it.
Like
he
you
was
say,
going to the MVP.
You're right in that it's hard for a receiver to win the MVP, and it may never happen. But what I would say is, and this isn't, you know, everybody doesn't see every game, Rob. I watch every game because of the job now. But even every, you know, reporter doesn't see every game. They may cover one team. They may be at the games and stuff like that. To me, when you watch Miami, And I don't want to take anything away from Tua. He very well may win the MVP. But when I watch that team, the game breaker, the guy that really makes everything click is Tyreek Hill. I think his speed is just, it just turns the game upside down. And it's like a safety valve for Tua. And he obviously catches a lot of long balls from Tua that Tua places very well.
So did Patrick Mahomes deserve his MVPs when he won it? Was it Tyreek?
Yeah,
no?
I mean, Tyreek wasn't like, I mean, Rob, Tyreek didn't do this with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, if you just look at his numbers, he didn't put up these types of numbers with Mahomes.
But he was an unstoppable source, though.
But he wasn't like, I mean, he was, nobody was looking at Tyreek Hill when he was with Kansas City saying he's one of the greatest receivers ever. I think now people are starting to think that because it's just been, you know, the numbers have been crazy, much better. He never averaged 100 yards receiving in a year with Miami. I'm sorry, with Kansas City. He never averaged 100 yards a game receiving with Kansas City in, what, 6 years that he was there? Miami, he's done it both years. Last year was 100. This year it's a record 126.8. But I think the fact, like, again, I think his speed opens things up for the run game. We saw, I mean, they had a freaking Devon Achane averaging 12 yards a carry. I mean, he opened up so much for their run game, too. And I think he's, to win it as a receiver, and it looks like he won't because he's not even, where Rob's G, see where he's at in the odds, but it's low. But I think you definitely have to, like, break a record or do something that we've never seen. And again, Thomas broke the receiving record for receptions, but only averaged 11.5 yards a game. Tyreek's averaging 16.5 right now and yards per catch.
Even the
and he's going, like I said, he's on pace to become the first 2,000 yard receiver. So I think that's significant. But let me say this quickly, Rob. one thing that I do think hurts him, besides just the fact that he's a receiver, is that I think there are some, and you're hearing it a little, there are some that don't even think he's the best receiver right now. And I don't mean like over the last several years. I mean this year. Like A.J. Brown is getting a whole lot of love, and deservedly so. And he's averaging 117 yards a game, not on pace to get 2016 games like Tyreek is, but he's close. And so I think, again, if you're going to win it as a receiver, you got to be like head and shoulders above every other receiver. I think it has to be a year where no quarterback is like blowing everybody away. And I do think that part is being met, Rob. I don't think any quarterback is just having a historic blow you away season. Tua, Mahomes, none of them. They're not having bad seasons, but nobody's like, oh, he's just running away with it, you know? So I think, but those are my feelings about this.
Yeah, I just think that people will hold it against the receiver that somebody's getting you the ball. And I just think that's what you have to overcome. And I get all the other stuff. If he continues to do it in his numbers, then Tua's going to get some credit as the guy who got him the football. And I don't know what his winning numbers are, right? If he's getting all these yards and whatnot, Tua's going to be a part of that as far as getting the yards for throwing the football. So I just think that there's a natural, and you talked about it before with Jerry Rice and Joe Montana, and right, and Elway won the award because it's split.
Yep.
I think that's the hard
Rob
part.
Rob G, where are you at on this? I think the MVP right now of the Dolphins is definitely Tyreek. Well, let me ask you this, Rob.
Rob G or Rob?
Rob Parker, Rob P. you've heard me before, and I think it's a great idea. I think they do need to create the equivalent of the Cy Young Award for quarterback.
Is it Johnny Unitas or Bart Starr, or you know what I mean? You'd have to take one of those legendary names, right?
Whoever you want to, you're
just
right.
Off the top of your head, who would you pick? Johnny Unitas or Bart Starr? Are those the two?
I'll take Unitas over
Johnny Unitas, Starr. Yeah.
Otto Graham won a lot, but you know, he probably Unitas.
Yeah.
But Rob, I think, because I don't think the MVP should just be a quarterback award. I don't feel that way. And it doesn't have to just be a receiver or running back or quarterback award. Now, defensively, you know, I think some defensive players should be able to win it. We don't see many win Heismans. We don't see many win MVPs. You know, I get that. But I don't think it should be relegated to one position.
No, it shouldn't be, because that's not what the award is supposed to be. But because of the way that the game is played, and look at the other defensive players who really can't get an opportunity, right? I mean, it is swayed. And the problem, Chris, is that the game has changed so much that passing is passing every down. Look at all the numbers. We talked about it, all of these middle-of-the-road quarterbacks who have better numbers than all-time greats because they throw the football. So that can't be just the reason why you're picking quarterbacks.
See, I would argue too that when running backs and quarterbacks for the most part were winning it, the running back position was a bigger part of the game. It was almost
Way bigger.
The receiver position has become maybe what the running back position.
No, that's definitely happened. It's switched because when we talk about the old days and Barry Sanders and O.J. Simpson and, you know, Tony Dorsett and Jim Brown and
Walter Payton.
I mean, we could go on and on and on about all of it. Every team had a great running back, Chris. Earl Campbell, everybody.
Yep. And that's the thing. Like, so I think that's why I would think it would help a receiver maybe to win one, because that's kind of become what the running back position used to be. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Foul or fair? with J.R. Gamble is next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Thanks for listening to the best of The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios, and it's time for Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
I'm standing up in the studio because it's the last edition.
Oh, man.
Of Foul or Fair. Here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, where we get blessed by the golden tones of the face of MLBBro.com. Major the reason league. Why they even get love on MLB Network once in a while. Why you might see their stuff at New York Mets Stadium during Jackie Robinson weekend.
That's right.
It's because of my man, JR.
He wasn't
Gamble.
Even there. I was there.
No, you weren't. Okay. Stop lying. All right. What's up, JR?
Yes, sir. Last time on for the year, I'm going to have to go back and hit the streets again.
Hey, JR, just don't get on the street selling Lucy's, okay? That's all I'm saying.
No, I'm not selling anything but my knowledge.
There we go. I love it.
All right, guys, I got three baseball-themed questions, all World Series-related. Again, because JR is the star of this segment, he gets the first crack at every single one, so let's get to it. On Thursday morning, which was earlier today, ESPN MLB insider Buster Olney, I'll say he's a friend of the show. I think you guys know him a little bit.
Yes, a little bit.
Published the column.
I worked with him at the New York Times.
Published, what it is right now.
He published the column on the now four-time World Series champion manager, Bruce Bochy, with the headline, quote, "Why Bruce Bochy might be the greatest manager ever." JR, easy question. Foul or fair to say this fourth title makes Bochy the GOAT?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
I mean, in the modern era or postmodern era or whatever we're in now, he probably stands behind Joe Torre, who has, you know, four titles with the Dynasty Yankees. But you have old school guys, Casey Stengel, who won seven. Connie Macker won five. Shoot, Dusty led five different teams to the playoffs. You got the great Sparky Anderson and Tony La Russa have won three. So Bochy's total body of work, though, winning four World Series is no joke. With two different teams, that puts him in a very exclusive class with guys like La Russa. So that's as elite as it gets. He's in the ballpark, but not the GOAT. to me, fellas, not the GOAT.
I'll say fair.
It's a fair ball.
Why not? Four World Series, two different teams? I mean, what else? If we're just being objective and in the free agency period, Rob and I have talked about this back in the day. Guys did it. They kept their players, you know, every year they had the same players.
That's why Casey Stengel and McCarthy, right, who won all those championships, yeah, with the Yankees, it's hard to look at them because they, right, just had great teams forever.
Not even to mention, Rob, that even if you had had free agency back then, still the fact that it was – there really was no playoff. It was just pennant.
Right.
You know, it was just you get to the World Series automatically if you win your pennant. So – I mean, I don't really think of Bochy that way. I got to be honest. Some of the names that you mentioned, JR, right? Some of the names you mentioned are more, you know, profound and prolific and more household names. But if I'm just looking at accomplishments, why not him?
I'm going to say fair.
No way.
I'm going to say fair.
It's a fair ball.
I'm going to tell you why. And
you don't even believe that.
I do believe it. I really do. He definitely, modern era, Chris, and this is where I'm going, modern era. I'm not going with the Stengel and McCarthy. I'm talking about modern era. The reason I put him ahead of Joe Torre, who has four championships, and Walter Alston, who has four. He managed like 28 years, Chris, for the Dodgers. Like 28 years, he won four championships, okay?
Right.
But Bochy won four, and he took three different organizations to the World Series. Don't forget, he took the Padres to the World Series as well. At some point, you got to look and go, it's about this guy. He has something going. The Rangers have never won. He comes out of retirement, and they made moves, but look at all the bad things that happened. I'm not going to prolong this. I do believe he jumps over. Joe Torre had a great team. I'm not taking away that he won those four, but with that nucleus and those players, you better have won a number of World Series, which he did.
Right.
But Bruce Bochy, the job he did in San Francisco, they had never won a World Series there with Willie Mays and Willie McCovey and all those great players. They never won one. He won three there. The Rangers never won, and the Padres went to the World Series. He's the modern-day GOAT manager.
All right, question number two.
Did I make myself clear?
JR, Rob Fersangian, you only wanted to go
JR,
really quick.
Take this L.
Sorry,
you went for like
that.
7 minutes.
Take this L, bro.
Yes,
right.
He got an L.
Rob Parker.
Thank you.
Question two, quickly. Through his first 77 playoff games, Corey Seager, former Dodger, hit 19 home runs, knocked in 48 RBI. Mr. October, Reggie Jackson, overrated, in his 77 career playoff games.
Did you say that?
He only hit 18 home runs and knocked in 48 RBI. So Seager must be better. Both guys, two-time World Series MVP. So, JR, based on the resume, that's it. Foul or fair to call Seager the new Mr. October?
That is a foul ball.
We can, hey, this could be quick because all three of us are going to chime in on this,
no,
JR.
No, and no.
Right.
There's only one Mr. October. And I like these, you know, cumulative stats that look imposing, you know, but Reggie performed World Series feats that are still inconceivable by today's baseball standards. Let's be honest. Three consecutive homers and three pitches. The fourth, I believe, in the next game.
Yep.
Being the number one target in every lineup, including Oakland, winning five World Series. Seager has a way to go before he equals Reggie's impact. But he's definitely going to go down as one of the all-time great postseason performers. But let's be easy.
I'm going to say foul as well.
That is a foul.
There's only one Mr. October, and that's Reggie Jackson. I'll call Corey Seager, Chris, because they clinched it in November. Mr. November, how's that?
You can't. That's Derek Jeter.
I know he hit the home run in November.
Yeah, I'm going to say foul as well.
That is a foul ball.
Yeah, I mean, Reggie Jackson was larger than life. He was. Now, some of it was the era, you know, some of that he played in. And just in that, Rob, you know, we just didn't see guys every game, you know.
No, it was a mystique to him, right?
Yeah,
I agree with that.
It was more of a mystique to him. But that said, he was just a tremendous athlete, player, had a fantastic career. And as JR said, I mean, taking nothing away from Seager, but Reggie just did it in a way that was – I mean, he just did things, like you said, three home runs on three pitches.
That's ridiculous in a World Series game.
Mystical type stuff.
Bro.
Yeah, so I got to stick with Reggie.
y'all bringing feelings to a fax fight.
All right,
last one.
And with Reggie, it is feelings.
It is a lot of feelings. All right, last one. Fowler Fair here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. J.R. Gamble with the fellas. Here we go. Now, the 2023 season is over, which means it's time to already look ahead to 2024.
Oh,
the odds are out. And surprisingly, the defending champion Rangers are not NOT the favorites. Instead, they're fourth behind the Braves, the Dodgers, and the Astros. J.R., Fowler, fair to say the Rangers should not be the favorites to repeat next season.
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
I'm a woman.
Let's be honest. The parity in baseball was great. It really worked out for the Rangers this season. They capitalized on being the hottest team at the right time.
Yep.
You know, with the best middle infield in the game. So all the supposed juggernauts also bit the dust early, which clearly opened the lane for them, and no one can really contend with them. But we'll see this musical chairs, I believe, fellas, for years to come, especially with free agency only growing. Texas went from, what, 68 wins to a World Series? Something like that. Pardon me if I'm not accurate with the win total. Teams can turn that around quickly if they could bring in a top manager, some talent. So Texas should be among the favorites. But even after this World Series, if you ask teams who the best people who the best team in baseball is, they'll give you other names than Texas. Not just Matt wouldn't even put money on a Texas Rangers repeat. So.
No, foul. This is
that is a foul ball.
As I said earlier, no one has repeated since 2000. 99, 2000, the Yankees. So I'm not going to bet on the Rangers to break that streak. So that's a simple
one. I'm with you, Chris. Foul.
That is a foul ball.
You know, like, it just it doesn't carry over to next year. JR's right. They were hot at the right time. You expect them to go 11-0 in the postseason? 11-0? That's not happening again. All right, so that is it. But JR, man, great season with you. Thank you so
great
much.
Great year, brother.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Chris, for allowing me the platform. Thank you, MLBBro.com. Check me out. I'll be back soon.
All right. That's our man, J.R. Gamble, MLB bro, because you need to know. All right, Tyser's Tower of Trivia is coming up, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive. Progressive makes things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. It is time, folks, for the segment you've been waiting for. That's right, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia is now.
Ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right. It is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, an extended dance remix. Shout out to Tom Looney because we got a full 11 minutes to go toe to toe, belly to belly.
This is just an unbelievable show here.
In the
okay, can you guys hear me?
Is that Tom Looney?
It is Tom Looney.
And I am Looney.
Wet balls.
Oh, my.
You know, Rob Parker and Tom Looney are colleagues at NBC.
At NBC?
Shoot it.
And Ben Maller.
That's right.
And Jonas Knox. That's right. Everybody. Chris doesn't have a show.
Except for they get paid and I don't. That's the only difference.
All right. Well, in honor of Will Levis's sterling debut here as a starter for Tennessee Titans, all of these questions are Tennessee Titans related. All right?
I didn't even know there was enough stuff to do Tennessee Titans.
There really was, and I had to go back to the previous regime.
To the Houston Oilers.
Yeah. All right. Way to give away an answer there, Rob.
Right, Chris?
So you did win the coin toss, but since you gave something away, Chris is going to get question number one.
What? Thank you.
I didn't know that.
I mean, it's just
you
just
know their history is like the length of a Post-it note.
Alex isn't even paying attention.
The cheating
is out of control.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry.
I mean, you wonder
Alex,
why
you didn't
Rob
hear
won
that,
the last
you?
Few because he cheats.
Well, I'm preparing for the anime podcast this weekend,
exactly.
So I was not paying attention.
The only explanation.
It's a big weekend cheats. In the anime world, Rob. Do you know that?
I know. What's going on?
The end of Attack
Steamboat
on
Willie,
Titan.
Right?
It's huge. Well, not... Steam. All right, Rob. That negative point for you for that one.
There better be a write-up on MLBBro.com. All right, here we go. So no, you know the rules. I don't want any tomfoolery from you two.
Chris, stop it.
Okay. All right. Again,
MLB
Chris Broussard.
MLB Bro only writes about the 9 black players in baseball.
Whatever. And you know what? We write them well, too. Those
y'all
9
got
stories.
More writers than players. We just, way true.
Rob, just know I'm going to reach out to MLB and let them know there's MLB Bros coming out, too.
That's
now,
right.
So.
All right. So, Chris, you get question number one here, the Titans theme edition of Tyshirt's Tower Trivia. You know the rules, so let's get to it. Derrick Henry, friend of the show, one of the most dominant runners in the NFL, but most folks just call him Blank Henry.
Alex, are you ready?
Whoa, two Robs? What's going on? This is like stereo right
that
now.
That doesn't even sound like me.
That was pretty close.
Like, sounds like Herman Munster or something.
I thought it was the same person right there.
Wow.
All right, here we go, Alex.
Oh, CB, it's you. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Queen...
My initial instinct was to say Latifah, but I know it's definitely not that. So I'm going to go Queen King.
That is correct.
Yeah, boy. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right, baby.
Latifah Henry. All right, here we go.
That's a cool name.
Level number two over to Rob Parker. Before they relocated in 1997, the Titans used to be known as the Blank Oilers, which you already gave away. But
I didn't hear it.
Like you said something about this, Rob.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Alex, you ready?
Yes. Thank you for asking. Chris didn't ask me.
I think you skip that question, Rob G.
That's not fair. I don't know the answer.
What is it again, Rob G? Read it one more time.
He really wasn't making attention. All right. Before they relocated in 97, the Titans used to be known as the Blank Oilers.
Blank Oilers. Okay, I need the hand motion. Okay.
Texas?
So something before Texas. Houston?
Yeah!
There you go. See, the hand movements is where it's at,
home
CB.
Home field advantage.
Elijah,
Chris,
get on the case. I need another computer
Chris,
in
you
here.
Can move, hand movement, the text,
Chris,
and the
you
letters
can move
under
your
the
hands.
Door.
You can move your hands in New Jersey. You can't see them, but you can move
Nobody blames the Packers for winning at Lambeau, right?
Exactly.
It's the home field. All right,
well, Rob,
we
you have Elijah in front of you. Ask him to get me a computer so I can see Chris.
That's right.
Elijah. Elijah's management. We can't trust him. All right,
that's
level
true.
Number three. Over to Chris Broussard.
See, Elijah's in studio today because they had wings across the street. I'm just saying.
That we weren't invited to.
Yeah, right?
A party that we didn't get invited to, Chris.
All right, here we go. In the 1970s, the then Oilers were led by head coach Bum Phillips. He famously wore a blank hat on the sidelines.
A bum?
All right, here
bum
we go.
Bum Phillips.
Can't believe they let bums on the sideline.
That's okay. Right.
Listen closely.
Okay.
Dallas.
Cowboys?
Yeah.
That is correct.
No, it's a cowboy hat.
I'm
he said
rolling.
Boys.
I'm rolling.
Well, it's a cowboy's hat because several dudes could have worn it.
That's right.
Yes.
All right. You guys are, look at you, making the rules up as we go.
Level number four, the Tennessee Titans themed edition of Tyshirt's Tower Trivia. By the way, halftime on Thursday night, Titans up 13-10. Shout out to Will Levis.
13-10? You mean it's 13?
Maybe they
it's
got
16-10. I got plus three.
Wow, there you go. And you know, we were talking about him on draft night. Remember, he fell precipitously. And
yeah,
we
that
kept,
was the guy.
Know,
I remember that.
Him.
And he was in tears almost.
Yeah, his girlfriend left him or something like that after that because she wanted the
Are
money.
You serious?
I think so. I look it up.
Oh, wow.
I'm almost
right
positive.
After that?
Maybe not right after, but, you know, shortly thereafter.
He's actually lucky, right? Because she wasn't the one.
Right. And you know, it was bad. When she walked out, she put the big L in front of her head, like, as she walked out.
Okay. Level number four. Back to Rob. 20-10 on Chris is winning.
Unbelievable.
The most decorated quarterback in Titans, not Oilers, keyword, not the Oilers history, is the late, great Steve McNair. His nickname, going back to college even, was Blank McNair.
You ready, Alex? Ready?
Thank you, Rob. I am.
Jordans.
Does this have to do with Christmas coming up?
You only got to say it once.
Yeah, Christmas is coming up.
Air Jordans.
Yeah!
That's
that
what
is
I
correct.
Knew that right there.
It is a perfect game so far.
He should have said Bordens.
See? There you go. That's why you're not getting a pair.
See, I don't know, man. He's hooked me up. They're nice.
All right. Level number five. Back
Alex,
to Chris.
Just don't
Elijah
look on the
gave a,
of
Elijah
the
gave a thumbs up as well.
Don't
he's
look
got
on the
Jordans.
Of the tongue. You
Elijah
will
is management, Rob. He'll say anything to make you think he's on your team.
He's
true.
On my team.
No,
Elijah.
He's not.
Yes, he is.
He's Elijah Bourne.
Elijah is a charter member
when you see that,
on the staff of MLBBro.com. That's what
when
he
you
is.
You see that tag that says made in East LA?
Whatever.
On the inside. Inner tongue, Alex. Very small print, but you'll see.
You know, wow. CB, I thought it was weird that they were made by MLB Bro. That's, you know, that's another thing.
All right, level number five. Back to Chris. When the Titans made the Super Bowl in 1999, they were led by Steve McNair at quarterback and running back Eddie Blank.
Eddie.
Oh.
Right, I would like to talk
go,
to
Alex.
You. Yes.
Here we go. You shit.
He's ready. What else is he doing?
A lot of different ways I could go with this.
Okay.
All right, stop stalling.
I like the hints.
Ben
like
Maller's up next.
Okay, here we go.
A lot of ways you can go. Where are we going?
Washington.
A name, George?
Yeah!
Okay.
Yeah!
Okay.
This is getting ridiculous.
Right,
now, wait a minute.
Right way.
Unbelievable. And if I would have said boy, you wouldn't have said George. Would you have said that?
No,
he would have said girl.
Probably girl would have been my initial thought, but thankfully I don't yell those out anymore.
You, and do you remember boy George?
No.
Alex? He don't remember boy George.
Is that Karma Chameleon?
Culture Club, right. They were big.
Oh, okay.
But they were, that was before Alex was born. Right?
Yeah, it was way
was
before.
It really?
My parents were born, I think. I don't
wow.
know.
I mean, Rob was like 40, but
what
yeah, I think you just started MLB Bro when that came out, right?
Update on the Will Levis girlfriend situation. I had time to look
did
it up.
She did bounce him.
She
on
did
him.
Break up with him. Maybe not as quickly as right after the draft, but yes, definitely before the season. She was outie 5,000.
She felt, right. She couldn't do it right away.
Right.
Because then it would have looked
forward. And apparently right, she right. already had a social media following from TikTok. She's one of those social media famous
oh,
women.
Oh, he met her on social media?
Well, I don't
no
know,
wonder.
But that she's already famous from that. And she has, according to this, has an endorsement deal with Burger King. So, you know, she's doing pretty well for herself. She's going to be seen with a backup quarterback.
Wow. So she broke up with Will Levis. Would she start dating like Derrick Henry or something?
I don't know.
Like somebody
Will Levis is balling out right now.
I wrote a commercial for Burger King. I need to get
now.
That deal.
She needs to come back around because his arrow's
he
only
is
pointing
balling.
Upward.
Did you know that, Alex? I wrote a commercial for
not.
Burger King. Yeah.
That's actually pretty cool. Remember,
really?
Yeah.
There's only one king, Rob.
That's right.
The Burger King.
There's only one king in America.
Yeah. Well, right. Rob, if you don't get this one, you're going to take this L.
Level number six. Chris right. is up 30-20. In the 2000 playoffs, the Titans beat the Buffalo Bills on a walk-off kick return lateral from Frank Wycheck to Kevin Dyson. Very famous play. Became known as the Blank City Miracle.
All right, Alex, you ready?
I don't feel comfortable on this one, Rob.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
What do you got?
This,
what is a city
this
miracle?
Is a tough one, Alex.
Yeah.
Tough
see?
One.
Chris, that's what I was thinking, Chris.
Chris, can you be quiet?
Now this Chris got me all.
I don't know how.
I'm psyching out right now, Chris. Stop it.
It's not straightforward.
Oh, gosh.
But see, Rob G, are you listening to this? Are you listening to this?
The shenanigans going on right now.
Would you stop? Unbelievable. All right. Here
this
we go.
This is the first time we ever ran a music bed. That's how long we've been playing this game.
How long is this game going on?
This is like a 12-minute game.
It's not a bad
like
one.
It's like 6.5, 7.
Rob G, don't think I didn't.
What do you got for me, Rob?
All right, here we go.
Are you texting me right now? Is that why you're on your phone?
Rob's really on his phone right now looking for like synonyms for the same word.
All right, Alex, here we go.
Right, I don't even, and Rob uses Google, doesn't he?
Rob, I don't know where my phone is, so yeah, you're going to have to help me out here.
All right, here we go.
Rob Parker, Ben Maller, the biggest radio game show cheaters.
All right, here we go. I'm not cheating.
Rob's ridiculous.
Something City Miracle, yes.
Okay. Apple...
It's the face that
Apple?
Does it
for me.
This is a
whole. He's leaning with his eyebrows at this point. And the half open jaw. He's juggling
what
something.
Are you trying to say?
Not, Alex, Apple? Don't even look at him. Don't look at him. You heard
fruits?
Him,
what,
that is incorrect.
Uh oh. Right, here we go. Here
Chris,
we go.
Miracle? For the win, if
Apple?
He can get this.
Yes. What Apple,
this
Rob?
This is it. Alex.
That was tough.
First of all, get the bongos ready.
Okay, they're ready.
All right, here we go. Rap.
Rap.
The word is rap.
Apple. Rap. Oh, Rob, were you trying to say Apple Music?
Yeah. That is correct. Yeah. We have a
Bring
new champion.
The bongos. It's
all right,
about
we got to go. The show's
the
over. What time
WG
is it? The
I
evening show is
supreme.
On. What?
The bongos are alive. Rock with me.
I'm disgusted.
That's right, baby. Taking the crowd back to New Jersey where it belongs. It's Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, the iCouple signing off. But don't touch that dial. Keep it on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM 83, however you're listening. Because fire's on the way in the persons of Jason Smith and Mike Harmon.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.